Yeah, you want to just finish off. So you said, and you said you like Lego dinos because? Because they force ever so. Oh,
the last level is so hard.
Because the last level is so hard.
So is it good to have really hard levels in games?
Toby, is it good to have hard levels in games?
Yeah.
What would it... Sorry, go on.
I like Lego Star's videos because they're so fun to watch.
Right, yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. And then the next one is Stanley.
Hi, Stanley.
Hi. I like Lego Batman because he can fly and there is a person that is made of custard.
Oh, a person made of custard?
Yeah.
Blimey.
And then... And there is a puzzle, and when you go close to it,
yeah,
it should jump, and when it jumps, press A to make the puzzle.
Oh, okay. So you have to solve puzzles, and there's a character made of custard.
Yeah.
That's genius.
All right, and then we've got Anna.
Hello.
Say hello to John.
Hello.
Hello. What's your favourite game?
Musical
Statues. Oh, I love that game.
Pirates and Hide and Seek.
Great. Those are all great games.
Because I like dancing and standing still.
Yeah.
And counting. And I like Pirates and Treasure Chest as well.
Fantastic. Are you good at standing still?
Yeah.
You are. Brilliant.
All right, thank you. And we've got the last one, John, and it's Sahar.
Hi, Sahar.
Say hello to John.
I'll give you a ring back later.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, you want to read what's your favourite game is?
That's one.
Did you get that, John?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear it.
So I can speak up, it's a little bit louder for me.
Cats.
I think it's catch, as in catching
catch.
Each other.
Oh, sorry, yeah, catch.
Animal.
That's a good game. Who do you play catch with, Sahar?
With my friends.
With your friends. Oh, that's great. In the playground. Okay.
Is that where you played, Sahar?
Yeah.
Great. That's really, really helpful. Thank you for all that feedback.
All right. Thank you. All right, Sahar, you can go and have a play.
Brilliant. Thanks for organising all that.
Is that all right, John?
That was perfect. Yeah. That gives us loads to go on. So what I'll do is I'll take all this back to my classes and they can start to do a bit of research about some of these games and right. we can start to work out... you know, what types of games have been mentioned by your class, and then we can start to think about the sorts of things we can do to help you with the learning that's going on in your school.
Right, great. I can email you also because we made sort of a list of a few things also as a class. I can add them and email
Brilliant.
Them to you later, all right?
That'd be great. And if you've got any ideas about topics or themes or subjects that we can base the games on, that would be really helpful.
Well, this term, our sort of overall topics is toys.
Yeah.
It's about innovation. So we're going to visit the Toy Museum and look at old toys through the years and how they've changed.
Brilliant. Well, that's a really, really
and
exciting
we're
theme.
Doing pushes and pulls. So, really relevant in terms of toys and how they move and
what
thoughts you get.
Okay, well, I won't take up too much more of your time, but that's really, really helpful. Thank you for organising all of that.
Okay, no problem. That's been a pleasure.
And we'll be in touch again soon, yeah?
Okay, speak to you soon, John.
Okay, thanks, Christo.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye, mate. Bye.